Hey.
Sorry, I know I kind of lurched in here, but, well, I was wondering if you would be okay with me joining you? Well, you've been in here forever, and I'm getting impatient, and plus, you're under the water, I can't see anything. What? No, look. If you're being awkward, it's not awkward. Okay, if you're gonna make it awkward, then yes, it's obviously gonna feel that way. But, like I said, I can't see anything. And then you just look away, I get under the water, and we just chill together. Come on. You'd love it. Please? Well, I know how you get. Once you get in the shower or the bath, you take your sweet ass time and you never get out. And I've had a really long day. Just, come on. What? Why are you looking away from me like that? So, I don't know, like, flustered or something. Are you embarrassed? Okay, are you acting like you've never been in a bathtub with a girl before? You haven't? Wait, I'll be the first. That makes it even better. Look, it won't be bad. I promise. You trust me, right? I'm your favorite roomie and your best friend. I promise it'll be okay. Alright, just, yeah. Look away. I'm gonna leave my shirt on. It's okay. It's no big deal. That's short anyways. Because if you're already so flustered, I can't imagine how you'll be like if I didn't have a shirt on. And I know you. You get really shy and nervous and... I mean, it's kind of cute. No, like, I don't know. It suits you in a way? I mean, that's how you are. I'm kind of used to it at this point. Anyways, I'm bluffing. Just look away, will you? Okay. All good. No, stay. Yep, keep your eyes away. There we go. Oh, wow. The water's pretty warm. You didn't pee in this, did you? I'm kidding. Obviously, that'd be disgusting. That would be nasty, and I would judge you for life, and I would hate you for life as well. Yeah, no, I fit in just fine. You're not that big anyways. What? I didn't mean it in a bad way. I mean, like, we both fit in here, which is good, right? Yeah, there you go. That's what I meant by it. Gosh, you overthink everything. You really do. I mean, it's just a simple bath, and you didn't want me to get in with you. Why? Because I make you nervous? Oh, come on. How long have we been roommates? This is nothing. I've seen the worst in you. I've seen you do everything you can think of. I mean, yeah, I've literally seen you at your worst. I've been there for you through everything, just like you've been there for me through everything. So I thought a small bath is not going to be the end of the world. Plus, it would be nice to talk to you. I feel like we haven't really chatted in a while or caught up with one another. We've been so busy. All I do is see you at night when we're going to bed. We haven't had a chance to just sit down and connect in a while, you know? Oh, weren't you going on that date last time? I forgot to ask how that went. With that girl you met on Tinder? Was it Tinder or Bumble or something like that? I don't know. Yeah, how'd that go? What? She was a no-show? You're kidding. That sucks. You never told me? Well, I would've went down there and had dinner with you instead. I mean, what, did you stay there by yourself? Oh, you had dinner with the waitress. Okay, All right, I see you. Did you get her number or something? Oh, she had a boyfriend. I'm still bummed out you didn't call me. And how am I just now finding out about this? If I hadn't asked you, you weren't gonna tell me. No, it is not embarrassing. Look, that's just bad on her end. You didn't do anything wrong. You just sure know how to pick them. I'm kidding. Relax. Come on. Don't look so tensed. Just relax in the water and have a good time. Look at all the bubbles. No, you just surprised me. That's all. You're kind of cute. Kind of like a little, I don't know, like a little excited kid or something. Maybe not the best example, but you get it. Yeah. What are you doing? Did you really just splash me with water? Okay, bubbles, whatever. Why are you doing that? Oh, you asked for it. You asked for it. Okay, stop. No, you're messing up my hair. Well, yeah, but I didn't want to wet my hair yet. It's looking good. I was having a good hair day. Here, take that. You deserve it. Oh, it went in your eye. Oops. Oh, no. Are you okay? Come here. Come here. Stop being a crybaby. Gosh. You'll be fine. It's just a little soap. Well, I'd use water, but that's not exactly smart, is it? Here, let me just... I use my finger, okay? It's clean, don't worry. I washed my hands as soon as I came home. There you go. Does that feel a little better? Yeah? Okay. You can be such a baby sometimes. No, you can. Besides, you started this bubble fight. How old are we, 10? Well, I'd go on, but you got soap in your eye. Wouldn't want to get soap in the other eye now, would we? Hey, stop it. I'm serious. Gosh. You're crazy. Me? How's my dating life? Let me think. Yeah, shit. No, I'm serious. It's so bad. I haven't... What? No, I'm serious. Why is that so hard to believe? What? You think someone like me shouldn't be single? You're surprised I haven't found someone, huh? Well, it's not that I'm looking for someone. I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of enjoy my own company. And plus, I have you. I have my friends. I don't really need a boyfriend or a girlfriend or anything like that. They're overrated. No, I'm serious. I mean, if I'm not gonna find somebody that's gonna, like, match my energy and add something to my life, then I might as well just stay single, you know? Well. I mean, there is someone I've been interested in. But I shouldn't be. Because... this person is a really close friend of mine, you know? Do you know them? I believe so. Name? No, I'm not giving you the name. No. Mm-mm, not happening. It's not happening. Cuz, this is supposed to be like my little secret. I shouldn't have told you anyway. Yes, I know I tell you almost everything, but some things I just can't say. Okay, well, I know how you get. You can get a little shy and awkward and stuff and shit. I might get that way too, but look, you know that I'm an honest person. And I wear my heart on my sleeve. I put myself out there. So what if I told you that the person I'm interested in is in this very room right now? What? No. No. Why are you like this? We are the only two in here. Why are you laughing? Do you not believe me? So, if I get closer to you like this, does that not make you nervous? I think you know what I mean. You're just playing coy. Why? I mean, I know you feel the same way. Oh, I so know it. I can read you like the back of my hand. I've just been waiting for you to say something. I mean, you're always so shy around me. Lately, more than ever. I just never figured out why. And then you freaked out about me joining you in the bathtub. Well, yeah, I guess you'd freak out in general, but still. You get, I don't know, kind of shy around me, which is cute. I think it's really cute. No, seriously, like, look at you now. You look nervous that I'm this close to you. What? Are you waiting for my next move? Well, why should I do it? If you want to do something, you should go for it, right? No, I'm not talking about a freaky bubble fight. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about something else. Something you can initiate. Like, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, then I'm going to do it. Come here. I can taste soap on your mouth. No. Shh, it's okay. I don't want to scare you off. That was really cute, though. More? Yeah. Okay. And to be honest with you, the only reason I came in here is because I had a talk with my coworker today, and she was telling me about how tomorrow is not guaranteed. And if there's something on your chest that you want to let out and just put it out there, then do it. Because life is too short not to. And we live together. And I noticed the tension between us. I mean, there's always been tension between us, but I feel like lately it's been a lot more noticeable, you know? And, you know, the talk with her just kind of sparked something in me. And I was like, I have to say something. Which is why when I came in and I saw that you were in the bath, I couldn't wait much longer. I had to let it out before that feeling went away, you know? Before it was too late. I mean, I know I come off as this rough, dominant person and whatever, but trust me, I can get pretty shy as well. Especially when I'm around the right person. Like, here, give me your hand. Just give me your hand. See that? My heartbeat. You feel how fast it is? That's what being close to you does to me. you just have this effect on me. I can't really explain it, but you can feel it now, so you know that I'm not lying. Not that I would ever lie to you. So, but it looks like you feel the same way. So when are you taking me on a real date then? I'd prefer if it wasn't in the bathroom. I'm kidding. We can do whatever you want. Things don't have to be much different, you know? We're still gonna be the same people, the same roommates, same friends. Except now, we don't have to hide our feelings, and we don't have to go on fake dates and failed dates that never work out, and we don't have to waste our time. I'm serious. I can make it work. I want to make it work, okay? All right, well, we should probably wash up. Yeah, let's do it. We can't be in here forever, huh?